Good morning. Today we're going to start in the Ein Yaakov on page Tet. We already covered one allusion to Tchias Mesim in the Torah from the Pasuk that says you'll give Truma to Aaron, and Aaron died before he entered Eretz Yisrael. How could you give him Truma? Obviously there will be Tchias Mesim. And we saw somebody who argued with that derivation or that hint. Now we'll have, today we'll cover two more hints to where Tchias HaMesim is in the Torah. Tanya, Rabbi Simai Omer. It's taught in the Braisa. Rabbi Simai says, Minayin l'tchiyat ha-metim in the Torah. From where do we find Tchias HaMesim hinted to in the Torah? Shneamar, because the Pasuk says, Vigam hakimoti et briti itam latet lehem et eretz kenan. Hashem said to Moshe, and also I have upheld my covenant with them to give them eretz kenan. Lachem lo ne'mar, Hashem didn't tell Moshe, I will give you, the Jewish people, eretz kenan, but rather, ela lahem. Rather, he said to them, to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Mikan l'chiyat ha'itim in the Torah. From here you see that there's Tchias HaMesim in the Torah, and Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov will come back and will inherit portion in Eretz Yisrael. Now the Marsha, Rashi says simply that Lahem is the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The Marsha asks maybe Lahem refers to Bnei Yisrael. Hashem was speaking to Moshe, and he said, Lahem, I'll give Eretz Yisrael to them, not to you, Moshe, you're not going to Eretz Yisrael, okay, but to them, to Bnei Yisrael, or even without Moshe, whether Moshe is going to Eretz Yisrael or not. But Lahem could just be Bnei Yisrael. So Marsha says, we're going to see later today, another pasuk, and that's brought later in the Gemara. It's pasuk in Parshas Ekev. Asher nishba Hashem lavotechem latet lahem, that Hashem swore to your forefathers to give lahem to them. So Marsha says that really Rabbi Simai is learning from that pasuk also that the word lahem refers to the avos, because there it specifically says lavotechem latet lahem, and since lahem over there means the avos, Lahem over here means the Avos. And once he knows that, so he brings this pasuk because it's first in the Torah. But really the two psukim work together. That's how the Marsha explains what Rabbi Simai says. Now interestingly, we find in the Medrash Yalkut Shimoni, Parshat Hazino, on the pasuk Kesirim Alei Desha, that Rabbi Simai says, Kachaya Rabbi Simai Omer, the same Rabbi Simai, presumably, Ein lecha parsha she'ein bat chiyat ha'metim. There is no parsha in the Torah that doesn't contain chiyas ha'mesim in it. Elash ein banu koch lidrosh. But we don't have the power, the strength, or the ability to darshan it. It's there. We can't find it necessarily. Or maybe he means that there isn't time. We have other things to learn. I'm not sure which one he means. We don't have the power to darshan it. So it's just interesting. It's the same Rabbi Simai who brings this proof here, makes that statement that every parsha in the Torah has Tchias HaMesim. Rav Soloveitchik understands that medrash just a little more generally, that he means, that Rabbi Simai means every parsha has some principle of faith in it. Maybe not Tchias HaMesim necessarily, but some principle of faith that should be learned from every parsha in the and parsha doesn't mean gracious Noah Lechacha. Parsha means every paragraph, every section in the Torah should have some principle of faith learned from it. That's how Rav Soloveitchik interprets. Continuing in the Ein Yaakov, page Yud, Shalu Tzedoki, so there's a simen, Tzadi Resh Kof, some have Tzadi Dalet Kof, some versions, Gimel Mem, Gimel Shin Mem, Kof Mem, Siman. And first I'm explained, this is a acronym for the five heretics who questioned Chias HaMesim and the five Chachamim who answered them. So the first one is Shalut Tzedokim et Rabban Gamliel. The Tzedokim asked Rabban Gamliel, Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mechayim Metim. Where do we know that the that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will resurrect the dead? Amar Lahem, he said to them, Min HaTorah, Min HaNevi'im, Min HaKtuvim, V'lo Kivlu Mimenu. He offered them a proof from the Torah, from the Nevi'im, and from the Ksuvim, from all three parts of Tanakh, and they did not accept it. The Gemara will detail what his proofs were and what their arguments were. Min HaTorah Minayin, where do you find Ches HaMesim in the Torah? Dichtiv, because it says in Dvarim Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Ted Zayin, Vayomer Hashem o Moshe, Hinchash Shochev Mavotecha V'kam. Hashem said to Moshe, you will lie down with your ancestors and get up. Amru lo, they said, so you see, Ches HaMesim, he told Moshe, you're going to die and you're going to get up. Amru lo, they said to him, back to him, V'dilma V'kam Ha'am Hazev Zana. Who says that's the right way to punctuate the Pasuk? Maybe the Pasuk should be read, Vayomer Hashem Moshe Hinchash Shochev Mavotecha V'kam Ha'am Hazev V'zana, and this nation will get up and will wander, will commit Avodah Zarah.
Is that how it's usually translated?
I'm glad you asked.
I thought it was the art scroll that's what it's saying. Oh,
so if you open up a Gemara in Yoma Daf Nun Beis, last line of Amud Aleph and going on to Amud Beis. Chamesh mikrot v'Torah ein lam hechreya. There are five psukim in the Torah that we are uncertain how to punctuate them.
Oh.
Okay. Se'et, one of them is in Brachos. Haloim teitiv se'et. V'im lo teitiv lepetach chatat roveitz, if you will. So it could be read as, if you will mend your ways, Hashem's talking to Cain. If you will mend your ways, se'et, your sin will be forgiven, lifted off of you. V'im lo teitiv, and if you don't improve your ways, lepetach chatat roveitz, Yesahar is waiting, crouching in wait for you. Or it could be read as halo im teitiv, if you improve your ways, everything will be great. Se'et im lo teitiv, and you will carry your sin if you don't improve your ways. That's one. Meshukadim, in the description of the menorah, there was something that had an almond design on it. It could be arba'a givi'im meshukadim. It could be the four cups with almond designs, and then separately kaftoreo frecheha, its buttons and its flowers. Or it could be arba'a givi'im, there are four cups, and then meshukadim kaftoreo frecheha, the buttons and the flowers have almond designs. Okay. The third one is machar. It says, Mitzehi lachem v'amalek machar anochin nitzav. It says, go out and fight Amalek tomorrow. I will be on the top of the mountain. Is it go out and fight Amalek tomorrow? Or is it go out and fight Amalek now, and tomorrow I will be on the top of the mountain? The fourth one is in Parashat Vayechi. It says, Uritzanam ikru shor, arur apam ki az. Hashem, Yaakov said to Shimon and Levi, hey, they willingly uprooted a shor, and then arur, cursed, apam ki az, their anger, because it is great. So is it, Uritzanam ikru shor arur, they uprooted a cursed ox, referring to Shechem, or is it arur apam ki az, their anger is cursed, because it's reason. And the last one is Er Pasa. Hincha shochev imavotecha v'kam. You will lie down with your ancestors and get up? Or is it you will lie down with your ancestors, v'kam ha'am hazev v'zanah, and the nation will get up? So those are the five psukim that we don't know how to punctuate. Now, today we have trup, okay, which is, there are a number of things when it comes to laning. There are a number of things that we do differently than the Gemara. There's, for example, Gemara Megillah lists Kriyas Torahs and Haftorahs for different occasions. We don't follow them necessarily. Something called the Mesorah, when it comes to laning, there's the tradition of how it's done from Bale Mesorah for different people than the masters of the Mesorah of laning are different people than the Bale Gemara. And so I think it's a Ritva, I don't remember, but there's a Rishon who says that the Gemara didn't know how to punctuate these psukim, but the Bale Mesorah, the people who gave us the truck, they know how to punctuate these psukim. So that's, but today we do lane them and we do put trup on them, and the trup is the punctuation.
Yeah.
And there's this common myth that you don't go back if you make a mistake in a trup when you're laning, and that is a myth, and it's not. Mishnah Berurah makes this very clear. Oh. Sometimes a mistake in a trup changes the meaning, and in such a case, you would have to go back to change the meaning. So these are the five psukim that we don't know how to punctuate. So the Sadukim said to Rabbi Gamliel, how do you know? How do you know that you're right? Okay. We're going to come back to this. I want to read the rest of this section in the Gemara, and then we'll come back and talk about this more. Today, God willing. Mina Nevi'im, he brought them a pasuk from the Nevi'im, Dichtiv, Yichyu Meitecha, Nevelati Yikumun, your dead will arise, my corpse will get up, Hakitzu Ranu Shachne Afar, get up and sing, those who lie in the dust, Kitalo Rotalecha, a dew of light is your dew, the Eretz Rafaim Tapil. Pasuk in Yeshaya. So Rashi says, Yichyu Meitecha, the Meitim Sh'Eretz Yisrael Yichyu, refers to the Mesim in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, and they said back to him, V'dilma Meitim Shechaya Yechezkel. Maybe it's referring to the Mesim that Yechezkel, the dry bones, the famous Nevuah of the dry bones that Yechezkel revived the dead. Okay. Now, two questions we'll come back to is, why did Rashi point out here that it's talking about Mesim in Eretz Yisrael, that Chiyas HaMesim will be in Eretz Yisrael? And two, what kind of answer is that? Where is there a hint of Chiyas HaMesim? So he tells them from this pasuk, and they say, oh, no, that's referring to the Mesim that Yechezkel revived. Well, isn't that Chiyas HaMesim? You believe in Chiyas HaMesim, you don't believe in Chiyas HaMesim. So we'll come back to that also. Minak Tuvim, he brought them a proof from Ksuvim, Dichtiv, because it says in Shir HaShirim, V'chikech kiyein hatov holech l'dodi l'mesharim. Your art scroll translates, your utterance is like good wine that goes to my beloved in a straight way. It moves the lips of the sleeping. Dovev siftei shenim. So they answered him, V'dilma rachushim rachan shivate v'alma. Maybe that's not referring to Chiyas HaMesim, as the lips of the sleeping will move. That's referring to something else. Kid Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Yochanan said, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Bishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yod Sadak, Kol Mishin Emra Halacha Bishmo Volam Hazeh, if a halacha is said in someone's name in this world, Siftotav Dovavot Bakever, his lips move in the grave, Shinemar Dovev Siftei Shinim. So they said, okay, you see the obstinance of Afikorsim, they'd rather believe in that than to believe in Chiyas HaMesim. Rambam mentions that Chiyas HaMesim is very logical. If Hashem could create us once, why can't he create us a second time? Right? Whereas the idea, which will, I think, probably will be a subject of a separate shiur tomorrow, this idea of when you say halacha in someone's name, his lips move in the grave, okay? But so he said, how do you know it's talking about Chesam Esim? Maybe he's talking about that. Ansh Amar Lehem Mikraze, until finally he told them this pasuk, which I mentioned before, it's pasuk in Parshas Ekev, Asher Nishba Hashem Lavotechem Latei Lahem, which Hashem promised to your ancestors to give them, Lachem Lo Neymar, it doesn't say to you, Ela Lahem, to give them, Bikan L'chiyat Meitim in the Torah. From here you see Chesam Esim in the Torah. V'yeshomrim, and some say, Mina Mikra Zed, that he told them this pasuk, Amar Lahem, that he told them this pasuk. V'atem Dveikim Hashem Elokeichem, Chayim Kuchem Hayom, you are attached to Hashem, you are Elohim, you are all alive today. Ma Yom Kuchem Chayim, just as today you're all alive, Af Lo Olam Haba Kuchem Chayim, so too, in Olam Haba, you'll all be alive. Just a note, this is something we'll talk about in the, we've alluded to it already, and we'll talk about it in the future, to hear the use of Olam Haba as synonymous with Chesam Esim. We already saw that that's Machlokes, Machlokes Rishonim, whether Olam Haba and Chesam Esim are the same thing or different things. That's a discussion for another time. Continuing?
When it says that you will give to them, why can it just be your progeny or the next generation?
It says Lavotechem, to your fathers. Asher Nishba Hashem Lavotechem Latei Lahem. Hashem promised your forefathers to give them.
Oh, okay.
Continuing a little bit more in the Gemara. Shalu Romiyim et Rav Yishua ben Chananya. The Romans asked Rav Yishua ben Chananya, Minayin shekadosh baruch hu mechayem mitim v'yodea ma sh'atid lichyot. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will resurrect the dead and that he knows the future? Amar Marlahu, he told them, Tarvayu mina mikra azeh. They're both in one pasuk. Shneemar, Vayomar Hashem Moshe, Inchashu chayim mavtecha v'kam ha'am hazeh zanam. That Hashem told Moshe, you will lie down with your forefathers and you will get up, and this nation will go off the derech, will commit adultery, idolatry, rather. So they say back to him, V'dilma v'kam ha'mazev zana. How do you know to put the comma after v'kam? Maybe the comma goes before v'kam. Marlahu, he said to them, Nekutu mia palga biyadaychu. Okay, well, I answered half your question. Hashem knows what will be, because he said this nation will get up and stray. That's the word I was looking for, will stray. Itmar nami, it was said similarly. Amar Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan said, name Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Minayin shakadosh baruch hu mechayim mitim. How do we know that Hashem will resurrect the dead? Biyodeh mashatid lichyot, and liyot, and knows the future. Shneemar inchashu chayim matach v'kam v'gomer. From the same pasuk. Now, the question is asked. It says Itmar Nami. It was also said, the same two questions, and it brings the same pasuk. But when Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya said it, the people he said it to challenged him, and he said, "Okay, well, at least I proved half of it." So Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya is saying that, acknowledging that maybe his pasuk only proves answers one of their questions, how could the Gemara say it was also said these two points and bring the same pasuk? So we'll come back to that too. Okay. So that's as far as I want to read today. Now I want to go back in some detail. So Rabbi Gamliel was the first one who brought this pasuk. And as we said, this is one of the psukim that we don't have clear punctuation of, according to the Gemara in Yoma. Rabbi Gamliel knew that. And what was Rabbi Gamliel trying to prove? So Rabbi Gamliel, and what was their argument? So the Marsha says that Rabbi Gamliel said, if the pasuk is ambiguous, we have the right to interpret it both ways. And their response was, no, you have to choose one or the other. Okay. And what Rabbi Gamliel wanted to say was that when it says Hincha Shochev Mamotecha Vekam, that really both interpreted, Rav Gamliel was arguing, we have the right, not only we have the right to interpret it both ways, but both interpretations are, they go together. Because Hashem said to Moshe, Hincha Shochev Mamotecha Vekam, you will lie down with your forefathers and you will get up. Don't worry. You're not losing anything by dying because you're going to get up. You're going to come back. But your people, your followers, they're going to stray. They are going to get up and stray because they don't have you to give them Mussar anymore. So if you read, the word vikam is really saying both messages that go together. Okay. You're not losing anything by dying, but your people are losing something. So you will lie down and you will get up. But in the meantime, they will get up and stray. The word vikam is alluding to both of those conditions, and they work together, but it didn't convince the Tzedukim, because they said, maybe you can only give one of the interpretations. Okay. The Marsha then says, on the second proof, okay, we asked, why did Rashi mention that, before that, Marsha says, the Pasuk says two things, Yichyu Meitecha, your mesim will come to life. Nevelati yikumun, my corpse will get up. This is Navi Yishaya talking. So, what are these two separate phrases? So, Marsha says that maybe one would think, if one is skeptical, then one would say, "Yeah, Hashem can revive the dead that He killed, people who died of natural causes." Or people died in accidents. But if somebody was murdered, Hashem didn't kill him, maybe Hashem can't bring him back. So Yeshaya is saying no. Yichyu meitecha. You're dead, Hashem, the ones that you killed will come back to life. And also nevelati, my corpse, because Yeshaya himself was destined to be murdered by his own grandson, the king Menashe. And my corpse also, Yikumun, will get up. Not only the people Hashem killed will get up, the people that people killed will get up too. And then lastly, the Marsha says, and then Rabbi Gamliel brought a proof from Ksuvim, saying that your utterance is like good wine. Holech ledodi lemesharim, it will take my beloved in a good way, dovev sitei shanim, and move the lips of those who are sleeping. The Marsha says, what is this description of Tekes HaMesim as a good wine? Usually a good wine puts someone to sleep. But Hashem's utterance is a good wine that wakes someone up. That's the contrast. That's how the Marsha explains. There's a commentary in the Ein Yaakov, the Rif. It's not the same Rif who's in the back of the Gemara. That was a Rishon. This is an Achron. Rav Yishaya Pinto, okay. He asks the questions that we asked, or really, we asked the questions that he asked. Number one, when he brought the pasuk in Yishaya, they said, "Oh, how do you know that's talking about Tchias HaMesim? Maybe that's talking about the Tchias HaMesim that Yechezkel did." Well, isn't that Tchias HaMesim? You believe in Tchias HaMesim or you don't? And second of all, why?
At the end of time.
True, but once you know that Hashem can do Tchias HaMesim, then why are you skeptical of Tchias HaMesim? Okay. You're right. Okay. Second, why did Rashi mention Eretz Yisrael, that the Pasuk Yichyu Meitecha is referring to Eretz Yisrael? And third, if you look in Rashi, Rashi in this edition has this. Yes. Look in Rashi on page Yud. It says, Dilma, the second line of Rashi. Dilma v'kam ha'am hazeh v'zanah v'lekamei kai. Maybe the word v'kam is going with what comes next. Ha'am hazeh v'zanah v'lo ad l'el, and not with what came before. V'hainu echad, and you see there are two different girsos in Rashi. Echad mishlosha or echad mechamisha. Usually in Sfarim, parentheses mean delete and brackets mean add. So Rashi, the earlier versions of Rashi seemingly said this is one of three psukim she'en lehem achreya, that we don't know how to tilt it this way or that way. And someone didn't like that because the Gemara in Yoma that we quoted says there are five, and someone changed it to five. Okay. So the Rif is going to explain why Rashi might have said three, why three could have been correct, even though the Gemara says five. Okay. So those are the questions that the Rif, Rav Yishaya Pinto, is going to answer. And what he says is that the Rav Gamliel knew that the pasuk could be read two ways. Okay. But what he was saying is, Hincha shochev im avotecha v'kam, you will lie down with your ancestors and you'll get up. And if you want to put the word v'kam on the second part of the pasuk, v'kam ha'am hazeh, this nation that's going to stray, they will also get up for tchias ha'mesim. So the word, either way, the word v'kam could allude to tchias ha'mesim. It says, and they said back to him, no, maybe this is one of the three psukim that we don't know how to read. Why three, not five? Because of those five psukim, two of them are more easily read with the middle word going on either side. Whereas three of them are more logically read with the word going on one side or the other side, but not both. The Rav Gamliel wanted to put the word on both sides and say, either way, it proves tchias ha'mesim. Either you will lie down with your ancestors and get up, or the nation who is going to stray will get up. Okay? And they said to him, no, two of the five psukim, we agree with you, can be read that way, but three of them we don't think can be read that way. And that's why Rashi said, three, not five. Okay. Now we had the other question of how could they say maybe that's talking about the mason that Yechezkel revived. Well, that's also Tchias HaMeisim. Okay. So he says that this explains why Rashi said Meitecha shel Eretz Yisrael. The Tchias HaMeisim that Yechezkel did was not in Eretz Yisrael. It was in Bavel or somewhere in Chutz La'aretz. Okay. And they wanted to know how he pointed out that that isn't the ultimate Tchias HaMeisim. Well, the ultimate Tchias HaMeisim will be in Eretz Yisrael. And they were saying, yeah, you proved to us that there will be that there was this Tchias HaMeisim that happened in Chutz La'aretz one time. But we want to know about the ultimate Tchias HaMeisim, which Rashi points out, is the Tchias HaMeisim that will be in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? So that's it, how the Rif answers those questions. We also asked, Gemara said that the Romans asked for Rishua ben Hanania, how do we know that Hashem will resurrect the dead and that he knows the future? And he brought them the same pasuk. And they said, well, if you punctuate it, the word v'kam, with the second part, it doesn't allude to Tchias HaMeisim. And he said, okay, but it does prove that Hashem knows the future. And then the Gemara brought the same pasuk in someone else's name to prove both things. How can the Gemara do that? If Rabbi Shua ben Hanania himself just admitted that, okay, well, at least accept one of the things. You know, maybe I haven't conclusively proven both. So the Anaf Yosef says that they should read the Gemara like this. If you go back to page Yodalet. Shalu Romiim et Rav Yeshua ben Chananya. The Romans asked Rav Yeshua ben Chananya, how do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will resurrect the dead and that he knows the future? Amarlo, he said to them, Tarvayu min ha-mikrazeh, they're both from this pasuk. Shneimar, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Yichashu chevi matech v'kam, ha-mazeh v'zana, v'kam, kama, ha-mazeh v'zana, that Hashem said to Moshe, you will lie down with your ancestors and you will get up. Ha-mazeh v'zana, and this nation will stray. And they said, V'dilma v'kam ha-mazeh v'zana, maybe v'kam goes with the second part of the pasuk, this nation will get up and stray. Amar lahu, either way, okay, you take this one in your hand, meaning you already know this, that Hashem knows the future, because whether the word vikam goes with the first half of the pasuk or the second half of the pasuk, the second half of the pasuk definitely says ha'am hazeb bezana, this nation will stray. So you already know that Hashem knows the future. Okay? And since you already know that, then the word v'kam now is available. It's not necessary for what you want to prove. You want to prove that the nation will stray. With or without the word v'kam, Hashem knows the nation will stray. You want to prove that Hashem knows the nation will stray. With or without the word v'kam, the pasuk already proves that, because it says ha'amazev zana. Now the word v'kam is free to make a different drasha, because it's not necessary for your point. And so Rav Yeshua ben Chananya, when he said at least accept half, he wasn't giving in to them and saying, yeah, I can't prove tchias amesim. He was saying, you already have one of the things you want. Now accept the other one. And so, and that's the point the Gemara is making. Itmar Nami, it was also said that you can prove both things from this pasuk, because Rabbi Shua ben Chananya did prove both things, and he never acknowledged that he wasn't proving both things. To the contrary, he was telling them, you already know one of them, so now believe me that the pasuk should be read the way I'm reading it to tell you the other one as well. So that is the second and third hints in the Torah to Tchias HaMesim, or the way the Marshal learns, it might really be, it is two different ones. There's possibly three different ones. One is the pasuk that Rabbi Simai brought, V'gam ha'kimoti ha'briti itam latit lahem et eretz Kanaan, and then Rabbi Gamliel brought Asher Nishpala v'techem latet lahem. Okay. Those could be two different proofs. The Marshal learns they're really the same proof, because we only know for sure what the word lahem means in the first pasuk from the second pasuk. And then there's the third proof, which is in chashal chevim avotecha v'kam. He also brought them proofs from Nevi'im and Ksuvim. The truth is that we don't need, when we say Tchias HaMesim min HaTorah, sometimes the word Torah means all of Tanakh. Here we're really trying to prove from the Torah, from the five books of the Torah. Because if you're going to go look in the Nevi'im and Ksuvim, Tchias HaMesim is actually mentioned explicitly in Sefer Daniel. V'rabim mishenei afar yakitzu. Many of those who are lying in the dust will wake up. Okay. And so it's explicit in Sefer Daniel, which is where the hints about Mashiach and so on are found, Tchias HaMesim is explicitly mentioned. Our question is, why is Tchias HaMesim not mentioned in the Torah? Where is Tchias HaMesim mentioned in the Torah? Right. Well, now we have a good question. Why is Tchias HaMesim not mentioned explicitly in the Torah? We have there, Gemara is going to bring 18 allusions to Tchias HaMesim in the Torah. We've covered, depending on how you learn, three or four of them. Why is Tchias HaMesim not mentioned explicitly in the Torah? So I'll tell you one answer, the Rambam's answer. As I believe Yitzi mentioned before, somebody mentioned before, Rambam was a very strict rationalist. Some of the things he says wouldn't necessarily go over today. Okay? But he's the Rambam, and we learn. Some people learn his Mishneh Torah, and conveniently ignore some of the other things he says, like this one, that some people won't like. Okay. Rambam says, why is Tchias Mesir not mentioned in the Torah explicitly? He says, when the people came out of Mitzrayim, they were simple people. Now, they experienced great things that we've never experienced. They witnessed great things that we've never witnessed, Matan Torah, Kriyas Yamsuf. Mara says that at Kriyas Yamsuf, they all experienced Nevuah. But other than those outstanding moments, they were simple people. Okay. They had to be educated slowly. First, they had to be taught to believe in Nevuah. When Moshe Rabbeinu first came, they had trouble believing him. Okay. Hashem felt that to spring the idea of Tchias HaMesim on them too early would be detrimental to them, to their level where they were holding, and therefore Hashem didn't mention it now. He saved it for later in Tanakh to mention it. People weren't ready for it. This is Rambam in Mamar Tchias HaMesim. Rambam wrote a letter defending his, it is a letter to the Jewish community in Yemen. The Rambam wrote several letters to the Jewish community in Yemen. This was one of them. Rambam lived 1135. The traditional dates are 1135 to 1204. Some say he was born 1138, but roughly that's the period. And he wrote several letters to people in Yemen. This was one of them. In this letter, he's defending his he was accused by another Rosh Yeshiva of his time of not believing in Tchias HaMesim. And he wrote this letter to defend himself. How can anybody possibly say such a thing? And he discusses various details about Tchias HaMesim that we'll talk about at different times. But this is one of the things that he says in that letter. And it's consistent with his rationalistic viewpoint about lots of things in the Torah, such as he similarly says that the idea of korbanos, really, the psukim and neviim that Rambam interprets and the pshat of the pasuk could be that Hashem doesn't want korbanos. Lama li rov ziv chechem? Why do I need all of your korbanos? Many mefarshim learn that that's in context. Hashem saying, if you're going to sin, I don't want your korbanos. But the Rambam takes it at face value. Hashem doesn't want korbanos. Then why did Hashem give korbanos? Because the ancient world had korbanos, and if Hashem had told the people, the generation that came out of Mitzrayim, and later generations, I don't want your korbanos, they wouldn't have accepted it. It would be too difficult. So Hashem channeled that energy into korbanos l'shem shamayim. Ramban attacks this in very strong terms. Okay. But the Rambam says it. The Rambam is still the Rambam. So it is a viewpoint. I remember my brother's, I think it was my younger brother's bar mitzvah. I remember two non-religious relatives, two women sitting on my parents' couch on Motzei Shabbos. How this discussion started, I have no idea. They were arguing about why the generation of Yetzias Mitzrayim did not go into Eretz Yisrael. And one of them said, And it's particularly funny because these are two non-religious women. And one of them said, it's because they were simple people and they had a slave mentality and they couldn't be free people. So they had to die out. And the next generation that was born free went into Eretz Yisrael. And the other non-religious woman said to her, you're an apikaris. She didn't use that word, but you know, that's heresy. It's because of the sin of the spies. The truth is that Mefarshim give both reasons. Ibn Ezra says the first reason, that they had a slave mentality and they couldn't go in. They had to die out, and the next generation went in. So there is such, you know, there are such viewpoints among Rishonim. Ibn Ezra is also Rishon, like the Rambam says about the limitations. Even though we call them the Dor Dea, they were the nation of knowledge. Unquestionably, they were the generation that received the Torah, experienced Nevuah at Har Sinai, experienced some level of Nevuah at Kriyas Yamsuf. There's still Rishonim that view them in this limited way. There are such viewpoints. Okay. Maral says something very fascinating about this pasuk that Rav Gamliel brought. Again, the pasuk says, "Hinchashu chayvim avotecha v'kam ha'am hazeh." Rav Gamliel said, "You will lie down with your nation, with your people, and you will get up." Ha'am hazeh v'zana. And this nation will stray. And the Siddukim said, no, maybe it's Bekam Ha'am Hazeh V'Zana. Maral says, logically, at first glance, the Siddukim are right. The Pasuk says, Hincha Shochevim Avotecha. If you read it, Hincha Shochevim Avotecha V'Kam, period. I mean, comma. And the next phrase says, Ha'am Hazeh V'Zana. There's a conjunction missing. Ha'am hazev zana. It's not. This nation, and it will stray. It's a strange syntax. Okay. This nation will stray. So, logically speaking, the word vikam would make more sense with the second half of the pasuk. Not logically, in terms of syntax. You will die. You will die. Vikam ha'am hazev zana. And this nation will get up and stray. It would seem to make more sense that way. So what right do we have to read it, to put the word vikam with the first part of the pasuk? So Maral says, this is in the Chidush Agados on Er Gemara, v'nir e ki davar ze lefi chochmat Torah. This is according to wisdom of the Torah. V'ze ki kasher katav lifnei ze inchash chayvim avotecha. It says, you will lie down with your ancestors. Uchtiv v'kam, kodem shechtav ha'am hazev zana. And it says, v'kam, before the phrase ha'am hazev zana. Uvadai, now, uvadai sheach kima etzel shechiva. The word kima, getting up, v'kam, to get up, is a word that in the thesaurus is connected to the word shachav, mincha shochev v'motecha. Lie down, get up. Say Kriya Shema, v'shach b'cha u'kumecha. When you lie down, you get up. Those words, they're attracted to each other. They logically go together. Okay. And he says, ve'elu shnei milot shechivah u'kima nimshachim zeh lazeh. U'lefichach, therefore, im lo haya zeh shemilat v'kam kayal shochev im avotecha. If the word v'kam did not go with shochev im avotecha, with you will lie down with your ancestors, okay, then the Torah would not have put it there. It sort of draws your eye in the wrong direction, because since the word vikam is in a dictionary or thesaurus sense connected to the word shochev, if the Torah didn't want us to read them together, it wouldn't have put them together, because it would have confused it, because it's confusing. Okay. Kivan shel ashon shel vakam mitchaveri mincha shochev emotecha. Kodem shikra adam ha'am hazev zana hayakorei chas v'shalom sheker. When you read this pasuk for the first time, mincha shochev emotecha, and then you see the word vakam, you'll say to yourself, what does that word vakam go on? Well, vakam is the opposite of shochev, so they must go together. Then you'll read the rest of the pasuk, ha'am hazev zana. And you'll say, oh, no, the word vikam goes with ha'am hazeh v'zana. The Torah caused you to read a lie. It made you think the word vikam was going with shochev, and really it wasn't. The Torah is a Torah of truth. It's impossible that the Torah would have even for a second misled you. Therefore, since the word vikam is there, it must be that it goes with shochev. Okay? It also could go with vikam, with ha'am hazev zanah, but it has to go with shochev also, otherwise the Torah was misleading you, at least for a second, until you read the second half of the pasuk. Torah would never do that, because the Torah is Torah of truth. That is the Maral. I think that's an amazing explanation. Okay. Have a good day.